This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Bye-bye. Before, we'll try to ask Representative Coffey to stay around a little bit after the top of the hour because we know he has a 7:30 appointment that he can't miss. Is that right?
Absolutely.
You're not just going to go have breakfast with somebody.
No. No. It's pretty breakfast simple. Might be included, but yeah.
Did you ever own a boat?
Yes. Well, when I was a kid,
oh,
I didn't own it.
You guys
my parents
you lived on the
boat.
Lake.
Yeah.
Did you use it a lot?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You actually drove the boat.
Yes, I'm actually very good at driving boats, to be honest with
really?
You. Yes.
When we're back this summer, hopefully we are, I want you to come out. We're going to go out on the boat. You're driving one of their boats, and I'll broadcast the show live.
Sounds good.
And we'll let me we'll
You'll
see.
Call me Captain, though?
I'll call you a lot of things. Captain may not be Captain Hook. Call you a lot of things. All right, what's going on? You know, I asked you, and I'm going to ask you again on air, and that is you went into a situation – like a lot of us, you think we know a little about government. And then when you got to see how they make the sausage, if you will, it's, well, you tell me, is it different than you thought?
It's, you're going to get food poisoning. That's what it's like when you see it. Yeah, it's completely different than anything you'd ever see. I was just telling you.
Yeah, please tell that story.
We had the tip credit bill that just came up.
And now remind everybody what the tip credit
is. Tip
about.
Credit is that tipped employees can make less because their tips will, when you join their tips, they'll end up making minimum wage or greater.
Right.
And so all of the bar, restaurant owners, servers are against the bill. And this is a bill that was proposed by the mayor of Cicero. And really didn't have – had a lot of opposition. A ton of opposition was there. And so the sponsor of the bill wanted to call the bill anyway. And I don't know if they do it so they can say they called the bill. But in order to get it passed, it did pass out of committee. But I've never seen this before. So they call the bill, and they stand there. And they before they're going to take the vote, they're like – they stand up there and they start counting. Oh, he's not going to vote for it. So they say, you, Sam, you're out. Boom. They put somebody else in.
Who will vote for it?
Who will vote for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, seven people they yanked out and replaced them with seven people so that they could pass the bill. And it passed, and I can't remember what the vote total was, but the Republicans and Democrats alike were against the bill, all spoke out of it. Half of the people that voted for it didn't like the bill, said they didn't like the bill, but they said, but I really like you, Sam, and I know you're a good person, so I'm going to vote for it, and you're going to work on this later. That's the other thing they do. They pass these bills, say, well, we want to pass it. Don't worry about what it says. Don't worry about what it does, because we're going to bring it back. We're going to redo it at some point, and you can trust me, because I'm going to change it the way you want it and all that. So I've never seen anything. Well, so it doesn't say this, it doesn't do, but it's going to someday, but it's not in writing, but we're going to pass it anyway and fix it later on. I've never seen anything like it. It's the craziest thing. You couldn't do it in any corporate atmosphere anywhere in the world, but over there you can do all kinds of strange things.
Do you think that's always been the case when one party is in complete control?
Well, it's a huge problem when one party's in control. And when one
whether it be Republican or Democrat.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when you've got a supermajority. I mean, they need to change the way they do things. I mean, you shouldn't be able to sub out on committees to get the vote total that you want. That shouldn't be able to happen. You shouldn't have one person dictate whether or not a bill gets called or not. That shouldn't happen. You know, I got real excited. I've got all these bills, and I said, oh, this is great. It went to the Energy Subcommittee, and I said, okay, so what does that mean to them? They go, means it's dead. I go, oh. I go, really? They go, yeah, it'll never come out of there. It's buried. You know, you go ahead and get a shovel and dig an 8-foot hole because your bill just went down there. It's covered up and
that's
not
coming funny,
out.
But
it's not funny,
it's
but
reality.
That's reality. Instead of saying, hey, okay, every rep gets so many bills and they get called on committee, you vote them up or down. Let the people know where you stand on these bills. That's, you know, what I think should happen. But they didn't. They don't ask me.
There's the music.
Yeah.
5 before the hour. Representative Coffey will stay around for a few minutes after top of the hour. Forever, ever going to address any property tax relief in the state of Illinois, Mr. Coffey?
Well,
no.
No. I doubt it, you know. And they need to because our property taxes are way too high. There's plenty of bills that have been listed to reduce property taxes, but they go to those same places that my bills go. They get buried.
Well, again, and you, Mike, you know, we can say we cut rates, and we do. We cut rates, but when the assessment goes up of your property, it doesn't make any difference.
Right. Government keeps growing every year.
Absolutely.
Every form and facet of government grows and grows and grows, and we're going to have to stop it because, you know, as a business person, I don't know how this can continue on. You know, at some point,
But Mike, everybody wants somebody else's program cut. For example, you think you could ever convince state employees who are retired to go 1 year without a 3% bump?
No.
You know how that would fly?
And that's been called unconstitutional. So that you
right.
Can't
but even if they agreed to it, you put a constitutional amendment, okay, one time, freeze it. This year, you're not going to get a 3% bump. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I would be one of the first there if they did that to me. Well, probably. No, I shouldn't say that. Social Security, same way. Everybody wants your program cut, right, but not mine. And I don't know how this continues and continues and continues, because you're right. There are a lot of people not involved in government who are paying the bill. Alice said the other day, she said, you were so nice, those people from Broadwell, you know, the May family. And I said, Alice, they paid my salary. They paid my, when I was a teacher at Lincoln High right. School for 30 years, they paid my salary. You're going to appreciate people like that. But sometimes I think the public employees kind of forget that there are some hardworking people out there and business owners like yourself paying the salary. And how much more can we take from people to help pay salaries and benefits and things like that?
Right. This inflation is killing us. We're going to have to start doing stuff to reduce inflation on all of us.
I always like to talk restaurant business with you, you know, because you have two of the most popular places in Springfield. Do you see the number of people maybe who went out to eat two or three times a month cutting back? Or there are people who are going to go out to eat because that's their priority?
Well, I think both. I think there are a lot of people that go out, and that is their form of entertainment, and they're going to continue to go out, and they cut other things. But then there are people, when you have discretionary income, that, you know, it starts to slow. And I think there has been a slowdown in really people dining out lately. And in the last 6 months, I think you can see kind of a slower trend. And that's scary, because, you know, you got to keep that engine running, you know, on all these businesses. And I hope, and that was why we fought that tip credit thing so much, mm-hmm. because if that had passed, that would have been an $11,000 increase to every one of these employees. And what's going to happen? So everybody's well-intentioned, but what happens is then it gets passed on to the consumer. And so, and what I said in committee, I said, if you want a $25 hamburger, you know, and what happens in these committee hearings, you got a lot of people from Chicago. I said, well, you might be able to withstand a $25 hamburger in Chicago, but down here in Springfield, Illinois, in Kincaid, Illinois, Rochester, Chatham, all these small areas around here, they can't. You know, they don't have that kind of income and wealth to push that. So it's a problem. You know, we need to make things more affordable for the consumer is what we need to do, and that will spur the economy.
You bring up the fact that, you know, people, it's in the Constitution. They get their 3%, and that's been proven. And so, okay, is that bank account forever? Where's the money going to come from, Mike? Is there some day they're going to say, well, Sam, you don't get your check this month for teacher retirement because we don't have the money? Well, people don't think that's ever going to happen. Somehow, some way, we continue to kick the can down the road. I don't know how long we can do that.
Right. Well, we'll see.
And it's in over my head.
It's, you know, quite honestly, you know, I sit in those things, and I sometimes wonder, is anybody really, does somebody really know what's going to happen? I mean, we did change the pension system, so that helped, you know, so all the new hires
yes.
got a different pension. I mean, that has helped our financial situation considerably. There's no question about that. But that's really the only thing you can do in the state of Illinois, according to what they've said in courts, is, you know, all new hires have to come in under a different pension system. So
how things at the convention center? What's going on?
Things at the convention center, they're going good. We're still working, hoping for an eventual expansion, but we will see.
No updates on that at all?
No updates. We're working on, you know, how it would get financed, where it would go, and all that. We've gotten our feasibility study back, so we're going to talk about that. In fact, that's my 7:30 meeting, is the person that did the feasibility study is going to talk to us about different options that we might have. So
you do have a good relationship with State Senator Turner, because you yeah. know that she represents party that is in power.
Right.
And to get things done, Mike, I think we're, you know.
Well, that and there's no reason for us to have a bad relationship, because we represent the same people. So, you know, she's got a bigger district, but she represents all of my district. And so we have an overlap of constituents, and so we all want the same thing. We both grew up in Springfield, Illinois, lifelong residents. Both of our families live here in Springfield, Illinois. So obviously we want Springfield to flourish, and in our in the greater you know, in my case, the greater 95th district. In her case, you know, hers goes over into Decatur and all that. So we're all Central Illinois people that care about the wealth of Sangamon County and the 95th district and Christian and Macon County.
How's it going to be to have an election where you're going to be contested?
It's going to be fine, I guess. I don't. We'll find out. Here's the deal, Sam. I really like being the state representative, and I think people have kind of seen that I do. But, you know, I'm in a unique position because I'm a private business person. You know, I didn't plan on getting the position. I want the position. I'm going to campaign hard to keep the position, and then the voters will decide in November if they think that I'm doing a good job and should stay. You know, you have to ask the question, do you want somebody that is a lifelong resident of the town? Do you want somebody that has their own business in the town that's invested in the town year in year, generations, to represent the, you know, who's better to do it? So I think I'll make a case that I am the best person for the job. And if I win in November, I get to keep going. And if I don't, then,
you know, you win in November, you start campaigning again.
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah. You start passing petitions the following year.
Yeah. And that's why a lot of people, that's why a lot of people don't want the position, because it is constant. And it's not fun to raise money. It's just not, you know, I don't like, you know, but it'd be nice if you could donate $500, it'd be nice.
Can we take care of that?
Yeah, could you?
Will you take a check?
Yeah, absolutely.
No problem. You've taken a lot of checks in your life.
Yeah.
Does that amaze you how people, this is going to, and you ain't going to answer, you're not going to answer, but I'm going to ask you. So you've got friends in Naples who will go out and spend some.
Goodbye, Sam.
Well, no, wait
let's
a minute.
Just say, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah, I got, yeah, this is too good.
Yeah, no.
But no, you know that because
don't pick on O'Day.
No, I'm not talking about O'Day. I don't know O'Day. You know, I know he does not a great tipper. That's what I've heard.
I want to know. Right. We should talk more.
But
about,
I want to know how people can spend high prices in one place and then complain to you about prices.
I don't know. It happens all the time.
Thank you.
It happens all the time. I'm more concerned about what boat you and O'Day could both be on and we could feel safe.
Well, here's the thing. We're coming back. The owner told us we're coming back.
I think we need the start.
We're doing the morning show. I can do it on the phone. No problem. You are going to captain a boat.
I'll captain.
We're
going to
take it out on the lake in the morning about 7 o'clock. We're going on the lake. And I'll call you skipper, and I'll be Gilligan. Or maybe the other way around.
Yeah, no.
I'm older. I'm skipper. You're Gilligan.
Oh, no. No, thanks. Nice try. Yeah. You're working for my opponent. You want to get that picture so she can push it out all over. Yeah, no, thanks.
Good to see you, man.
All right. Thank you very much.
Right.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.